Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight, the Boston Red Sox and the defending World Series champs, the Houston Astros, meet at Fenway Park for Game 1 of the American League Division Series. The winner of the seven-game series moves on to the World Series. When the Astros won the championship last year, the team's bench coach was Alex Cora, now the manager of the Red Sox. So that is one small part of what makes this an interesting matchup. Joining us now to provide some perspective from Houston, Jenny Dial Creech, a sports columnist with the Houston Chronicle. Jenny, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So, Jenny, the Astros, as you may have noticed, won the championship last year. But then, you know, they added key pieces to make the team even better. Right. And they won more games than last year. And then the Red Sox up and won 108 games and stole at least some of that thunder. So I'm wondering, what's the reaction like to that in Houston?
You know, I think a lot of people are really excited for this series. To be the best, you have to beat the best. It was such a memorable series between the two last year. I think that's really, you know, the Red Sox were the team that really was the measuring stick for the Astros, where after they won that series, even though they still had to go on to play the Yankees and then the Dodgers, the confidence you get from beating a club like that, especially in the postseason, is huge. And it was really a measuring stick that gave the Astros, I think, the confidence and gave other people the confidence in them that they really did have what it took to go, you know, go the distance and win it all.
Do you think fans are thinking of the Astros this year as the favorite or the underdog in the ALCS?
You'd be hard-pressed anywhere here to find anyone who would pick against the Astros. I mean, people have just rallied around this team so much. As you mentioned, they won more games. Their issues that they did have during the postseason last year are not their issues anymore. Their strengths and bats, the bullpen, their pitching, you know, these are things that they went out and improved and got better at. But at the same time, I think it would be foolish not to look at what the Red Sox did this year and understand that it's not going to be the same. In fact, you know, that's one of the things I wrote about this week as we were kind of getting ready for the series was we have to stop talking about last year because both of these teams, you know, are so much better than they were before. I just think the series is going to give us some really, really good baseball. And it kind of makes you wonder if the World Series is going to be a letdown after what we're going to see here.
Right. Well, you know, I'm wondering, beyond the talent on the field, what's the animating spirit of the Astros? What kind of culture does it have? What gets the fans revved up other than, of course, victories?
This is a city and a club that understood what the Astros were trying to do. I mean, they had three seasons in a row of 100 losses. But people here know their sports really well, very similar to Boston. I mean, it's a good sports city. So I think everyone here really understood what the Astros were trying to do, really, you know, paid attention to the farm system, paid attention to the draft picks, who was coming up, despite the fact that the Astros were losing 100 games a year. People understood what they were trying to do, and then they got better when they were supposed to, and they won the World Series when they were supposed to. They were right on track. And then you magnify that by it happening the year of Hurricane Harvey when the city was really down and out, and that was just such an uplifting thing. The timing of it was huge. So as far as people here go, like, the Astros can do no wrong. I mean, you can't turn a corner without seeing Astros gear, hats, T-shirts, the works. And I think that the players really feed off of that. I think that they know they did something special at a time when something special needed to happen for the city of Houston. And they really do feed off of that. And they want to kind of keep that going.
Okay, Jenny, now for the fun. Your prediction for the outcome of the ALCS.
I have gone back and forth on this so many times. I really do think it's going to go seven games. And normally, if I would pick a seven-game series, I would go with the home team because of home field advantage. But the Astros are so good on the road. So I'm going to have to go Astros in seven.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Jenny Dial Creech is a Houston Chronicle sports columnist. This is WBUR.
I've got a Houston solution. Solution.
I've got a Houston salute.